the Vox Markets podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Today, I'm delighted once again to be joined by the busiest CEO in the market at the moment, Mo Khan. How are you, sir?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate the platform.
Well, a lot of exciting news out this morning. Let's get into it with the 24 numbers. I mean, it sounds like you have had a record-breaking year by the sounds of it. So can you give us a quick overview, let's say?
Yeah, thank you for that. It's our third year in a row where we've actually broken all historical records. So yes, amazing year. So we achieved, £63 million in revenue. That's a 12% growth from year on year. And we achieved a whopping 26% EBITDA margin. I mean, that's a huge number by anyone's standards. We believe this is the industry leading. And on top of that, we have a £44 million of cash pile at the end of last year. So overall, you know, the team has done an amazing job in delivering these financials. But it's not just about the numbers this last year, because we've also, from an operational point of view, just transformed the company, because we moved into this huge facility, the world's largest human challenge trial facility with 50 challenge rooms here in Killiney Wharf. We've also developed a number of new challenge agents. We ran the world's first flu B challenge trials. We inoculated more volunteers than we have ever in the past. We signed our largest lab contract. We also delivered on our largest field trial with around 800 volunteers in just over 6 weeks. So on so many different factors from financial, operational, moving and all that, I think overall this year has been amazing year. So I just want to take this time to basically thank everyone who's been part of the team, who has done so much through their hard work and commitment and delivered very strong and healthy numbers for HVO as a group.
Well, that's fantastic, Mo, and congratulations. I can see there's a lot of hard work gone into this, so you deserve every success. Some of the other news, obviously, you had out then, you've announced there's two clinical research units, or the acquisition, I should say, of two clinical research units from CRS. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. So CRS is a German-based full-service CRO focusing on early stage, so phase one and phase two clinical trials, and we're acquiring their two of their clinical research units for around 10 million euros. This will be funded wholly by the cash reserves we have, which I mentioned were over 40 million at the end of last year. So it's all from internal cash resources. The two clinical research units, one is based in Mannheim, has around 94 beds, and the second one is based in Kiel in North Germany, and it has 26 beds. So together, they will give us an additional capacity to add 120 beds overall. Now, I always said that we will wait for the right acquisition to come across with regards to the services they offer, and they have to be adjacent to what we are offering. And you know, and this one fits the bill on so many factors. So really pleased that we've started to execute on our M&A strategy, which I've talked about, I think, over the last couple of years.
Well, indeed you have. And I think investors would be encouraged and actually delighted to see a CEO actually delivering on an M&A strategy. You know, you set your desk out early on this one. But let me ask you, why did you choose CRS in particular? And what kind of synergies are they going to bring to the deal and sort of HVO and a larger thing?
Yeah, so you're right. You know, we've been looking for the right assets for a number of times. I mean, you won't believe the number of assets, you know, I've rejected for a variety of reasons. And then we came across this, and it fits the bill on so many different factors. So first of all, as a company, you know, they've been going since 1977, so they have a long history in the area. They've done over 2,000 clinical trials. They have a reputation for quality. They've been inspected by a number of regulatory authorities, including the EMA and the FDA, in fact, last year, and they've had no quality findings. They have a very strong safety record on top of that, and they offer phase one and phase two trials. As I mentioned, they have a large pharma client base, which says a lot for a provider. If you're a large, big pharma client base, it means that you're working at a really good level. They have over 50% repeat business across the board, and the services they offer, we don't offer. So for example, the phase one services and the first in human trials, so that fits in really well. On top of that, when they win a project, they have to outsource certain part of those services because they don't provide them in-house. Now, we provide those services here at HVO. So that means that we will be able to offer a fuller service to the customer. So one, it means we will increase our revenues. And secondly, we'll provide a much higher level of service to our customers. So all of this really fits in well with what we do and with what CRS do. And you know, after talking to them and negotiating and getting to a price effectively, which is 50% of 1 year's revenue, I think it's a good deal financially too. So overall, very happy to have CRS on board. And you know, this is hopefully the start of our M&A strategy.
Well, definitely. And I'm assuming you've worked with the CRS in the past, then, have we?
So yes, our Venn Life Sciences team have worked with CRS in the past, so they know them really well and kind of services they offer. And this service, this new CRO CRS, you know, aligns well not only with hVIVO but also with Venn Life Sciences. So the services that Venn provide, for example, they are preclinical, so before a client goes into phase one. So that means that now we as a group can get to clients much earlier than either CRS could or we could before, and offer them a much more fuller service. So I think it should impact both hVIVO because we do the field trials, impacts our Venn colleagues in Breda because they can offer the consulting services. Our Paris affiliate will be able to offer the data management biostat services, and CRS will reap the benefit of basically offering all the services in-house under one roof. And that's a huge plus because clients don't want their primary provider to subcontract their services. They want the one vendor they choose to be solely responsible for the whole delivery. And this gets us there.
Okay, a sort of one-stop shop then. I don't like using that term because I feel it diminishes what you're doing, but it clearly is an attractive proposition for people you're working with in the industry. And this really feels like you're setting out the stage for future growth. I mean, how do you see this impacting your sort of full year 25 and beyond? How is it going to impact those numbers, do you think?
Yeah, it will impact both numbers in a positive sense. So, you know, as we begin 2025, we're giving a forecast for this year for revenue of £73 million. And we expect to achieve EBITDA around mid to high teens. Now, you know, considering our core business from 24 to 25, we expect a robust delivery. If you exclude the 4 million odd we recognized last year from the facility fee, it's a good year-on-year progress. But then on top of that, you know, we expect to work on CRS and the integration. That's why you're seeing a dip in the EBITDA margin. But then come 2026, that's where we'll begin to see CRS being earnings accretive. And you know, for us as a group to boost our revenue numbers and also our EBITDA margins. And I think, and that's the key, right? So we're not here for short term. We're building a long-term strategy because our goal is to continue to grow and deliver on our 2028 target, and the acquisition part was definitely a strong presence in that plan.
So I suppose as well as buying in revenue, what you're doing here, you're also got the order book. I mean, how does the combined group order book look like now? How's that pipeline?
Yeah, so that's a very good point. So we're looking at a weighted order book. We don't weighted order book it because we try and make sure that we look at each project we sign and assign the probability to that to make sure that we are recognizing the right amount from the order book. So we're looking at about £67 million for I think for right now, or maybe the end of last year. So that's a really good start. But that also, by the way, doesn't include our largest ever contract or the LOI we signed last week for the whooping cough study we're planning to do. So you know, we are in a very healthy position. You know, and we're just about 3rd week or 4th week in January, we've signed the LOI for our largest ever challenge trial, and now we've announcing our first acquisition. So it's a pretty exciting start to the year.
Right, well, that brings us nicely into, and we spoke about this a few times in sort of late Q3, early Q4 of last year. We discussed your sort of £40 million pipeline of near-term opportunities. Obviously, this is going to come. This acquisition is going to come complement them. But how is that sort of pipeline shaping up at the moment then?
Yeah, so that's that 40 million number I mentioned. And the reason why I did mention that at that point is because we were seeing delays in signing of contracts. So I said, you know, we had a strong list of opportunities, and the industry as a whole, we're seeing delays in contract signatures. And that is improving. It hasn't got to where we want to, but it's improving. So out of the 40 million, 15 million is already signed, and we expect that the remainder to sign in the coming months. But the key thing really is that we have not lost any of those opportunities. They're all active opportunities, and they are getting near to signature every day. So yes, as we sit here, I'm still adamant we will sign that 40 million. But just to let you know, in the meantime, of course, we've added new opportunities to the pipeline. So every day our sales teams are going out there, targeting our services, and they've been able to add new opportunities to the pipeline.
Well, finally, congratulations again on the acquisition and your 24 numbers. Can I be a little bit cheeky and ask, is there more deals in the future? What can investors expect?
Oh, that's the plan, of course. Like we said, this is a start of our M&A strategy, and we expect to do more. And I think our goal has always been, first we wanted to, optimize what we had, and remember, before 3 years ago, we hadn't made a profit. So we optimized our delivery, we improved on our sales, and that's shown us that we can achieve really good operational delivery and good margins. Then we scaled up. So you can see we scaled up here, adding a lot more capacity in Canary Wharf. We doubled the size of our Plumbers Row facility. And the next step in our strategy is to diversify. Human Challenge Trial is a great business. We are always adamant it will remain our core business. We are the world leader in this, but to diversify is really good. And that by adding CRS, it will help us diversify our services across the whole kind of phase one to phase three paradigm. So all of this helps us to go ahead and deliver on our 100 million revenue target for 2028.
Well, Mo, thank you so much for your time this morning. I know I appreciate how busy you are. And listen, I'm looking forward to further updates.
Thank you very much for having me on. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.